Last week, we reported on plans to close the controversial Australian detention camp on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. Now documents obtained by The Guardian show shocking levels of violence, sexual assault, suicide, and drug use by staff and detainees. We have details from Neil Conan in the Pacific News Minute. Guards are issued cut-down knives to rescue asylum seekers who try to hang themselves, as many as 16 in one week. Medical reports detail incidents of psychosis, hallucinations, refusal to eat or drink, and complete withdrawal from communication. One asylum seeker was murdered by guards. Two died, allegedly, due to medical neglect. A series of complaints detail refugees in handcuffs beaten by staff. One part of the detention center, P Block, now closed, was known as the Rape Dungeon. Camp culture includes bullying, drugs, and several riots, mainly over food or restrictions on movement. In the most recent incident last month, local police reported that sailors from the PNG Navy got into an argument with detainees over the use of a soccer field in a drunken rampage, the report said. They fired about 100 shots and rammed a car into the front gate in an attempt to storm the facility. 9 people were injured. Detainees and their advocates have long argued that Australia deliberately made conditions harsh as part of a policy to deter asylum seekers from trying to reach Australia by boat. The documents obtained by The Guardian show that the private security firms paid to run the camp waged a year-long campaign to make conditions worse to coerce detainees to accept repatriation or resettlement. Last year, The Guardian published documents that disclosed similar conditions at Australia's other offshore detention camp in the island nation of Nauru. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.